Pablo Johnson has a table. I've sat at it. It's big and made of wood, and to the naked eye, it may not seem very special, but this table belonged to his grandmother. And on it, she fed her 8 kids, plus whoever was around, every night. And so, for the last 15 or so years he's had that table with him in New Orleans, he's used it to feed whoever's around every Monday. Red beans and rice, cornbread, whiskey for dessert. And here's the thing. It's never been the same group twice. It's old friends, friends of friends, friends he's just meeting as they shake on some hot sauce, strangers passing through town, but for well over a decade, that table has been a landing pad for new New Orleanians, a political salon, an emotional anchor, a place of new and very old friendships. And as we were thinking about a show of stories about feeding family, I kept thinking back to Pablo's table and how he's made a new family at it every week. Pablo, so great to have you here.
Hey, Francis.
So let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
How did you get to thinking, you know what, I'm going to start feeding random people at my house every week?
It didn't start off quite as random. Before I lived in New Orleans, I lived in Austin for about 10 years. And my entertaining style in Austin was doing whole day parties that were big gumbo and red beans parties that eventually 150 or 200 people would come over the course of a Sunday. When I went to New Orleans, I had this my grandmother's table, and I decided to switch to weekly because one of the longstanding food traditions of New Orleans is red beans on Monday night. And so instead of 150 people once every 3 months, it just became 10 to 12 once a week. And that just changed the rhythm of the way that I cooked, and that by definition changed the menu that I served. And it just basically adapted to something that was easier and lower maintenance to pull off on a Monday. And people aren't often doing things on Monday nights, so it tends to be free and it tends to be a good break during the early work week and something to look forward to. And that's kind of where it came from. It's like once that ritual, once that rhythm was established, you have 10, 12 seats to fill every week. And it started off with a smaller group of friends, and then it became bigger. And then everybody just kind of rotated in and out until it had a kind of large format, kismet-driven, you know, weekly event that everybody looked forward to.
Yeah. Well, I love that it's the same thing, not just like in terms of ritual, but it's if you have this thing that you're doing every single week on the same day, it's not entertaining. It's not a dinner party. It's not, oh, how am I going to impress people? What am I going to do? You know, you're just feeding people, and it's a constant. And that feels to me like that's as much about the idea of ritual and community and family as it is, hey, let me cook for you this awesome thing.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that's important about that table is that it wasn't the dining table at my grandmother's house. It was the kitchen table. That was where all the grandkids went. The fancy dining room table didn't get used every day, but this one did. So this is where all the power was. And during big holiday meals, as kids, you kind of wanted to be invited to the fancy dining room table. But then once you got there, you almost always wanted to come back to the kitchen table because that felt more like home and you didn't have to wear special clothes to sit at the kitchen table. And that's, again, that's a tradition that I carry forward. It's like it's when people use words to describe the gathering as it's a salon or it's a dinner party, I almost always correct them because it's like it really is just people getting together and talking. It's really just, it's supper, it's not a dinner party. There have been attempts at different times for people to do things like, well, we should bring a salad. Can I bring a salad? And I try to gently discourage that. Part of it is I don't have 12 salad plates. And once you start adding different components to it, things get really complicated very quickly. And also that's about, you know, it's twice as many things I have to clean up, and I'm kind of cleanup averse. But it is literally just serve yourself. I put a roll of paper towels on the table for linens. I put the spoons in the middle. Everybody gets their own drink, and it's self-serve. If you want more, just get up and get it. It's that informality that I think helps people be a lot more comfortable and concentrate on just whatever random conversation is going to happen. Sometimes it's full table. Sometimes it's, you know, let's say you have 12 people at the table. Sometimes it's all one big conversation, and it's great. And it's just large enough and just small enough. It's still human scale, but it still feels like a bigger table than people will generally sit at in the course of their normal life. And for me, it's like it's an easy thing. I mean, it's once you build up those muscles, it's nothing to do it. One of the great joys for me is I get to connect with a wide variety of people, a lot of them from in town, who, you know, you may happen across after not seeing them for a few months. And you don't have to say, you know, we should get together sometime. You can say, what are you doing this Monday, next Monday, or the following? It also keeps me honest in keeping my house relatively clean. it's such a great chance to learn, you know, from people you know or people you don't. I've made a lot of really good friends who were friends of friends, or they came as guests, like, hey, I got a friend coming in from out of town. Is there room? And there's usually room. There's very few times when there's not. Because one of the South Louisiana rules is that if too many people show up for the food that you have, you can always make more rice. You know, the rule is make more rice and make family eat last. But that's generally not a problem. If it's supposed to happen, you can find a way to make it happen. Yeah, that's just basic hosting. And again, that goes back to it being a very simple meal. Yeah. And not having a lot of expectations. You know, it's that dish done really well, but it's supper. So yeah. Don't try to fancy it up. Just come with a bottle of wine, come with a six pack of beer, come with some fizzy water, and we'll just eat and we'll drink. Yeah. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. It's supper, it's simple, it's constant, and it's an amazing way to make sure you really live among your people. Thanks so much for talking with us, Pablo.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Pablo Johnson is a photographer and writer in New Orleans and ringleader of the traveling Red Beans Roadshow. You can find information on how to get tickets for that, as well as his recipe for red beans and rice, at splendidtable.org.